Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue our morning and a daily devotional of the Suffer Well devotional series. Thank you for listening. Now, this Suffer Well devotional series was literally written by someone who is suffering well. There's a fellow named Michael who's in prison right now, and between him and my friend Jeff, they compiled these scriptures and these thoughts and feelings and put them into this wonderful devotional. And today's devotional is going to be a message of Yahweh's peace and comfort amongst us, no matter what's going on, but taking the time to connect with our wonderful Creator and to trust in Him. Now, I want to warn you, in today's devotional, they speak about microwaving and coffee. I personally, as the host of this devotional reading, I do not use a microwave or do not drink coffee, so I want no one to be confused when you're listening to this. This is the 274th reading from the Suffer Well devotional series, and here we go. Do you see someone who speaks in haste? Is there more hope? There is more hope for a fool than for them. Proverbs 29:20. As I stood at the microwave waiting for my coffee to heat, I realized how the microwave had amplified my life. In the past, when I needed a minute of the microwave's effort to heat something, I would have usually opened a door with at least 15 seconds left on the clock. There was not time to wait the entire minute, even though I knew that 1 minute was necessary because I had to go. I settled for lukewarm coffee. I never really liked the lukewarm coffee. Yet, I got used to it. Used to not finished, but good enough. My entire life back then could be summed up by my main choices made at the microwave. My inability to wait the full minute, even though a microwave is already a shortcut, and not even a good one for you. I still could not invest in the nominal time needed to get the best outcome it had to offer. The plans of the diligent leads to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. Proverbs 21, verse 5. Today I am in prison. Prison has changed me. I laugh as I set the microwave for 1 minute. I use every last second. Everything will be as it should. Once the minute is up and the universe was just fine without me for the entire minute, I used to say, man can't save me. My lukewarm coffee proved I did not believe my own words. I had to make it happen. I had to be the one. Why? Was it for him? No. It was all for my own purposes. All while pretending to be serving him. I know better now. I still want to do things and be the one. But now I am only want to do what he says and be the one who he wants me to be. Yahweh is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of Yahweh. Lamentations 3, verses 25 and 26. So now I always ask first. I talk to my Father about everything, and I hear his voice. Heat your coffee, Michael. Take as long as you need. We have time to discuss what I will require of you today. The coffee tastes so much better these days. I have new goals, new dreams, and new convictions. In prison, we only have a microwave. When I am home again with my family, I will get rid of the microwave altogether and heat my coffee on the stove. Can you imagine that? Meanwhile, Yahweh and I have coffee every day now, hot coffee together. But as for me, I will look to Yahweh. I will wait for the Mighty One of my salvation, and my Mighty One will hear me. Micah 7, verse 7. Wow, what a wonderful devotion. Again, I'm not into coffee or microwaves, but this fella doesn't have a choice with the microwave. I guess he has a choice with the coffee. But regardless, it's the idea of just how we are in our lives, just rushing, rushing to get things done, to secure our borders, to secure our life, to secure ourselves, to get everything we need to be done, rushing. And here this fellow talks about not having enough time to wait for his coffee. Well, I'm telling you, there are people out there today that don't have enough time to pray, to pray. And it's all about fear. What's going to happen if we don't get everything done that we need to get done? What's going to happen if we don't complete the job? The fear. Yahweh's working on us every day, and we must come to him every day. We must not be haste in our day. Take our time and focus and meditate on Yah's word. Remember, if it is peace you seek, you must slow down. Slow down. Take time to pray and spend with him each day when you start your day. That's the worst time for people because their anxiety, they got to get started. They wake up late. They got to grab that coffee to energize them because they didn't get enough sleep. And they're always on edge. Always got to get something done, never feeling like it's done. And to a degree, I used to be like that, trying to get everything done, fitting everything in. But now I take time for not only morning personal prayer, but morning devotionals and taking time to take care of this temple that Yahweh created in myself. You know, I don't like to leave things undone, but I also know that what my priorities are. That's what a lot of it comes down to, is priorities in life. So I want you all to feel the peace of Yahweh so you don't need to feel that need to rush and get through the day. To be able to let go of some things and just to trust on him. It's a beautiful thing. You know, our lives are going to come to an end at some point. The more we accomplish in life, for what is it all if it's not proclaiming Yah and letting him know? And a great way to proclaim his is to let people see your peace amongst the storms and so on. I want to give you some scriptures here to help some people with the unrest that they have in their life, the anxiety they have in their life. It says in Judges 6, 23 to 24, "But Yahweh said to him, 'Peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die.' So Gideon built an altar to Yahweh there and called it, 'Yahweh is peace.'" Yahweh is peace. Gideon was fearful of immediate death. But Yahweh's immediate and encouraging reply was, "Peace, you are not going to die." In the place of fear, even the fear of death, Gideon experienced the peace of Yahweh, a peace that proceeded from Yahweh's very person. That is, from the God of peace himself, Romans 15, 33. If you are at a point in your life where fear is gripping you, fear is overtaking you, just be still for a moment. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid about not getting things done. Do not be afraid what ifs and who is and all this other stuff. But just focus on Yahweh. Focus on Yahweh. I know people that they're so eager and high anxiety they can't sleep at night. If they can't sleep at night, the scripture promises his beloved sleep. In Psalms 4:8, it says, "I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone will make me dwell in peace." And then there's other verse that says, "I will give my beloved sleep and rest." But the troubles of the people and the troubles of this world keep people awake at night. And that might be you listening right now. Sometimes it might be due to a physical, biological issue, oftentimes caused by not eating Yahweh's diet and so on. Sometimes a physical healing need is needed, but often it's restless sleep due to a lack of trusting in Yahweh and understanding his wonderful gift of peace and comfort that comes over us. We must understand this. You know, we must ask him before we go to sleep to deliver us. Deliver us. The evil one, and be confident of his protection and his guidance that he's going to help us throughout the day. It says in Psalms 119, 165, "Great peace I have, they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble." It's time we filled our hearts with Yahweh's word, that his word would be like our not only our water, but our coffee, that it would sustain us and give us energy throughout the day, that we'd be motivated and energized by his word. And at nighttime, it would let us relax and calm down. So we don't need a stimulating drink like coffee or some energy drink to get going in the day. It's Yahweh's word to go there and do what we have to do. And then at nighttime, we don't need some relaxing, calming tea or something like this to go to sleep. No, we have Yahweh's word to put us at ease and help us fall asleep. We think about this. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And in Proverbs 14, verse 30, it says, a heart at peace gives life to the body. A heart at peace gives life to the body. A heart at peace gives life to the body. You know, many of the diseases of this world, and I'm not only talking about the physical disease, but the emotional and mental diseases that cause us to just have high anxiety and lead to physical problems, comes because we don't understand the peace that Yahweh creates. It's the stress of this world that the enemy used to destroy us. But we won't have any, we'll be able to deal with the stress. I won't say we won't have it, but we'll be able to deal with the stress if we know Yahweh's word and his plan for us. For it says in Isaiah 26, verse 3, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. And if you trust in Yahweh, if you trust in Yahweh, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine no matter what happens. No matter what, money issues, health issues, everything. Yahweh's given you the instructions. And to trust in him is not just to say, oh, I trust you. It's to study him and understand what he wants from us to do. And it says in John 14, 27, peace I leave you and peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. I do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. It's a peace that goes beyond all human understanding and wisdom. It's a peace that you can only experience when you have a relationship with our Creator. People come to me all the time complaining. They're rushing around and they're high anxiety and everything else. But they do not have the peace of Yahweh amongst them. They do not have a solid relationship with Yahweh. Anyone who has unrest in their lives and is not at peace needs to question and read more scripture and question the choices they're making and what they're doing. It says in John 16, 33, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. We understand and we trust Yeshua and what he's given us and what he's done for us. We're not high anxiety about these things. We can just smile. No complaining. No complaining. Romans 5, 1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with Yahweh through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and preparation, with thanksgiving, present yourself and your request to Yahweh. And the peace of Yahweh, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. And Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. How many of you can do that and be at peace with what he's going to offer you this day and every day? Don't let anything take your joy away. Don't let anything take your joy away. And you don't need coffee from a microwave. You don't need coffee from a stove. You don't need anything except Yahweh's holy word. Romans 15, 13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. Do you trust in him today? If you trust in him, why are you worrying? Why are you living in fear? If you trust in him, why do you have anxiety about certain things? If you trust in him, why are you trying to do things without him? Why are you not following him? Colossians 3, 15 says, let the peace of Yahshua rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you are called to peace and to be thankful. Be thankful. Thankful for everything. Now may the God of peace give you peace at all times and in every way. In every way, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible is filled with scriptures teaching us about this holy thing of peace. But we must trust in Yahweh. We must trust in him. For it says in John 14:27, peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. My peace I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, and let not you be afraid. Let not you be afraid. This wonderful peace. And it's something we should experience. And the closer we get to Yahweh, the more we experience it. Being anxious for nothing. Truly being anxious for nothing. Just stopping and taking time to look at things like the beautiful sun rising. To understand the real concept of the sun rising. To look at the beautiful flowers. To understand the beautiful art that Yahweh has created in this world. Where we could stop and just look at a tree growing. Or a bird chirping. And think about Yahweh's beautiful love for us. And the life he's given us. That he would allow us to have another day in this beautiful place. And give us a great opportunities today to let people know that Yeshua died for them. Oh, the joy we have. Yes, I can hardly contain myself to get out there and get started with my day and to let people know this truth. I don't drink coffee, but I can't wait around just standing around just doing nothing. I can hardly wait to go out there in this world and glorify my Creator and let people know. And let people know. But sometimes Yahweh says, slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Hebrews 12:14 says, make every effort to live in peace with everyone and be holy. Without holiness, no one will see Yahweh. You see, sometimes you can get ahead of yourself, but we have to remember, Yahweh says in his holy word in 46:10, be still and know that I am Yahweh. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. For it is harder for a man to be still than be moving around and to be relaxed. And relax and to let Yeshua and the peace of Yeshua rule your hearts. It's a beautiful thing. It says in Isaiah 9:6, for a child is born to us, a son given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. For set your mind not on the flesh. The flesh is death. But to set your mind on the Spirit is life and peace. Romans 8:6. So right now, wherever you are, it's still early, or if it's late, pray. Say, Yeshua, come and be my peace. Yahweh, I believe that you know better than I do. So I'm going to leave this in your hands. Help me to look at my present circumstances from your perspective. I want to trust you and rely on your strength. To find contentment. I want to share the peace that I find in you with others. When the opportunity comes to speak life and peace to a friend, give me the words of courage to offer. Let me glorify you through my actions and my calmness. Yeshua will be your peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name for this prayer. Help me to let go of the things of this world. Help me to let go of my own anxieties, Father Yahweh. And help me to always have my eyes set straight ahead to Yahweh. That I can slow down each day as it comes. And I could stop and watch the sunrise. And I could reflect on you. Proverbs 4:25-27 says, let your eyes straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet. And be steadfast in your ways. Do not turn to the right or left. Keep your foot from evil. Walking on that narrow path. There's no such thing as too much darkness on his path because Yahweh's word is light. Where he guides our steps and he reveals to us what's ahead. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. So why people are worrying about their 401ks and their retirement plans and social security, you're thinking about Yahweh's beautiful eternity. While people are worried about what they're going to get next, their next meal, you're thinking about what Yeshua provided for you so you'll never be hungry. While people are looking for something to quench their thirst, you're thinking about the water that Yeshua offers you where you'll never be thirsty. While people are tossing and turning because they can't get sleep at night, you're thinking about Yahweh who says, I give my beloved sleep. What you're doing in Proverbs 3:5 says to trust in Yahweh, not with some of your heart, but with all of your heart. Not leaning on your own understanding. So when people are thinking and trying to plan their life out according to their own thoughts, according to their own education and knowledge and their own wisdom, you're reading the words of Scripture and you're looking at Yahweh's wisdom. And you're following His plan, not your own plan. Because He says, my plans are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Well, the Bible says there's a path before each man that seems right but ends in death. You're not looking at your plan that seems right. You're trusting in Yahweh's plan that offers you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful Creator, for this is the day is made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. You're not letting anything steal your joy away. You're not looking forward to next week what's going to happen or reflecting on last week what happened. You're saying this is the day is made and I will rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:18 says, but forget all your troubles. Forget all of that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. The beautiful, wonderful things that He offers us and He gives us. And He already gave us. The great gifts He's given us and blessed us with. To be thankful for these things. It says in Philippians 3:13-14, brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do is, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward is what is ahead. I pursue my goal as the prize, promised by Yahweh's heaven and call, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Job 17:9 says, the righteous shall move on forward. Those with pure hearts shall become stronger and stronger, closer to Him, a pure heart, focusing on His word, trusting in Him, taking the time to be still and know that He is Yahweh. He is Yahweh. It says in Proverbs 2:7-9, He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of His saints. Then you will understand the righteousness and justice, equity and every good path. In 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, for now we see in minor dimly, but then face to face, now I know in part. But then I will know fully, just as I have also been fully known. Leave it all to Yahweh and let it go. Just let it go and leave it to Yahweh. Don't let this world get you down. He says in Matthew 11:28-30, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast your anxiety upon Him because He cares for you. Cast your anxiety upon Him because He cares for you. So we need to understand these things. We need to do this to seek His peace, and His forgiveness. And think about His great mercy. And think about all He has in store for us today. It's a beautiful, beautiful day that He has made. And what are we going to do today? For you, it might not be a coffee or the microwave. As we read here in the devotional today. But we look at the principle and the idea of what this fellow was saying. Yahweh had to break this man and bring him to prison and make him understand alone what time really means and what is he doing with his time. When this man was rushing to start the day for his own selfish needs, for his own selfish wants, for his own selfish goals, Yahweh didn't tell him not to be eager to get his day started. Yahweh said, do it for me. Do it for me. Micah 7:7, but as for me, I will look to Yahweh. I will wait for the mighty one of my salvation, and my mighty one will hear me. How many of you can confidently say that and think that and believe that? How many of you can feel that? How many of you? Are you following His words? Are you following Yeshua, wonderful Messiah? Are you thankful for the blood? or do you spend your life complaining? Think about that today. Think about that. Take count of how many times you complain today. You know how many times a believer should complain, a true believer who has a good relationship with Yahweh? Zero. Zero. No complaining about anything, about nothing. Oh, it looks like rain, I don't like rain. No complaining. Oh, it's sunny, it's too hot, I don't like the heat. No complaining. Oh, my car broke, my air conditioner broke. No complaining. How about you replace your complaints with thankfulness? Oh, thankfully it's sunny today. Oh, thankfully it's raining today. My plants will get some water. Oh, my car broke. Thankfully, I'll go able to get some walk and get some exercise. Think about it. No complaining, just thankfulness. Hallelujah. Be thankful. That's the peace, to be thankful for what he's offering you and what he gives you. To be thankful for everything. Thank you, Yahweh, for our wonderful Messiah, for giving him to us to die for us. Thank you for breaking me. Thank you for bringing me where you did, so my eyes could be open to see you. Thank you, Father. Psalms 51:10, create in me a pure heart, O Yahweh, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And renew a steadfast spirit within me every day. Every day. Ask him to do this to you and let others know that he died for them. Let them know. And then let go of all your concerns and to just be still and know that he is Yahweh. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful lesson. It's a beautiful reminder that he loves us so much, so much, so much. Ephesians 4, 31-32 says you must put away all bitterness, anger, wrath, quarreling, and slanderous talk and deed, all malice. Instead, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another, just as Yahweh and Yeshua has forgiven us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peace, peace, peace. Yes. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day. May this message bless others who hear it. Let this message fall upon the ears of those who need to hear it. And thank you for giving me peace, rest, and shalom as we start this wonderful, glorious day. As your beautiful sun rises, the S-U-N and the S-O-N, it rises and brings light into this world, both of them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for listening this morning and this day. Have a blessed day out there, wherever you're listening from. It might be evening in some places. May this message go all around the world. And praise the wonderful Creator for his peace. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
There's a war inside that wants to steal our lives. It's fighting for our souls, wants to take control, whispering those lies. I gotta face